questions and comments, mind control, chanting and diet. Hope you and all devotees are well there in His grace. Here we are enjoying the most beautiful weather, short days with no rain. It has been like that for a long time and no heat. I went back to reading the Yoga Vasishtha and translating the parts that were deeper for my practice. This helps me to understand better. In one part, Vasishtha tells Rama that a master will not waste his time with a disciple who has not trained his mind. My own words. He states that this is the first requirement. This was the answer to my question. Why do you see no progress? Although now the question looks stupid, as I have been feeling a lack of motivation or a lack of purpose in a way. What is your recommendation, if any? I am trying to change the practice and go back to something I used to do, that is, chanting the morning Vedas every day. However, I found out I don't have the text. I only have a fragment of the evening Vedas. This practice helped me before to quieten the mind for meditation. It also was a sort of catalytic experience at one point. I can do this only in the mornings and really hope you have the transliteration in a document. I also discovered that diet helps. The less I eat, the lighter the head. Regards, the devotees there. Yours in Bhagavan, a Florida devotee. It is true that all scriptures and Mahatmas say we need to control the mind before realization can be achieved. A controlled mind means a mind freed from raga and dvesha, likes and dislikes. To control the mind, intense vairagya is necessary. Otherwise, the mind will always be going outwards, towards trifling sensual or intellectual pleasures. And to control the mind, we need abhyasa, regular spiritual practice. There is no other way. At some point, we will find that the spiritual practice becomes all-consuming and nothing else interests us. Then the goal is at hand. The Bhagavad Gita teaches the importance of vairagya and abhyasa, and Bhagavan emphasized the same thing. Very, very few are like Mastan Swami. Bhagavan simply gave him his glance of grace and Mastan became absorbed in him, liberated. People like us have to plod on with determination and resolve. Bhagavan said that the few who have succeeded owe their success to perseverance. Bhagavan said that the few who have succeeded owe their success to perseverance. We should strive to be that few. About diet, it is true. Sattvic food in moderation, said Bhagavan. Many also experience the benefits of this discipline, but we should not undereat and thus weaken our constitution. Concerning the transliteration of the morning Veda Parayana, please go to the following web page /www.arunachala.org/docs/. At the bottom of this page, you will see Veda Parayana. Click that and you will find links to the morning and evening Transliterations of the Vedic Chanting from Sri Ramanashramam. Since many devotees have asked, we plan to scan the Veda Parayana book and make a PDF of it. This will provide the English translation. We will make it available at this site too. It has been out of print for many years. Editor.